And the quote comes from the main character's master in a training flashback, which is, what stands in the way becomes the way, right? And I was like, oh shit, that's some dope ass writing. Like, I heard like the Master Jedi said that, and I was like, nigga, that's a fly ass quote. And I didn't realize, I was looking up Stoicism like a week or two ago, right? And I just happened to read an article that used that same quote.
Hello, 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 children of the internet. You're listening to the Neon Black Podcast, where we talk about nerd culture, philosophy, and the philosophy of nerd culture, and anything else that fits the mood. I'm your first host, Remy, first son of Van Hohenheim, and designer supreme. Now let me introduce you to our second host.
Hey, yo, it's E from the A, wielder of the pen and the sword, and introducer of our third host.
It's your boy Kevin, aka Kevlar, aka the Hood Metal Alchemist.
Ooh.
And finally, and lastly, I want to pass it off to my boy.
Signing on through Spectrums of Neon is the Cloudborn Hero, aka, but most people call me Mikey. Let's turn on the lights.
Stoicism is it's an interesting theory. I think it could work well for a lot of people, but not in today's age, now that I'm thinking about it, because with anxiety and depression being on a rampant run, it's hard to detach yourself from something that is, you know, constantly suffering you, suffocating you, whether that be mentally or physically. I mean, I know that the whole, you know, the practice of Stoicism is to try and learn how to detach that problem. But for a lot of people that like have OCD or, you know, just have high anxiety in general, or just overthinkers in general, I feel like this would be one of the hardest things to learn and to do. Not saying that they shouldn't try, obviously. Obviously, you should always put some forth and effort into something if you really want it to make it work. But I feel like it'd just be just very, very difficult to overcome just the constant thinking and worrying of a certain problem. Because you know, with anxiety and with, you know, overthinking, it's not even the big problems. Sometimes the big problems are easier to handle than the smaller problems. The smaller problems that, like, that you really have no control over just picking at you and you know, and bugging you, and just like a constant reminder of how you messed this one little small thing up. And I don't know. I like that. And I would want to practice that in my everyday life, but it would be so hard to literally detach yourself from the problem that feels like it does have a direct issue on you, then, you know, and then making it seem like, oh no, that literally doesn't affect anything, when, you know, sometimes it does affect multiple areas of your life.
I do think, though, that I feel like you're almost on it. You're just thinking about it almost like adjacently. Like, cause I don't think it's not about saying it doesn't affect me. It not affecting you is like the outcome of what you, it's the end result of what you're trying to do. It's more that, like, whatever negative thing is happening isn't going to change my course of action, which then in turn means it doesn't, you know, affect you. Yeah, right. So like, even if you had anxiety, I think it would actually be best for those people, because if, so let's say, like, you know, you're worried about texting someone, right? But I don't want to bug them. It's late at night. It's not. But if you could get yourself to go, but I have to text them anyway, if you could figure out a way to format your mind in a way that, like, I'm not going to let the anxiety overcome me, I'm going to at least do something. I might not text them, you know, the paragraph long text that I was originally planning, but I might text them something, and then slowly working your way into the point where, because you're just trying to get to the end result always being the same, which is you getting what you want, or you getting to your goal.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not even about saying, oh, this shit doesn't affect me, this shit doesn't matter. It's more, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen anyway.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, because it really is about trying to focus on what it is you're trying to get to, which what it is you want, and not letting the obstacle get in the way of that. Like, in the way, because, I mean, in the example of the video, which I don't know if I should give like a synopsis of it, but when he got put away for a crime he didn't commit, for a triple homicide, you know, a lot of people in that situation who have been falsely accused of something would have like would have despaired. It would have like shut down. They would have just completely broken down and not been productive at all. But and they would have given in to the feeling of powerlessness. And so what the person in that scenario did in this example was that he just didn't give in to the, like he embraced the power that he did have and made the most of it. You know, he didn't let the situation weigh down on him because I guess one, he knew that that obviously it's not productive, which is I think Stoicism is kind of more about not giving in to like the, I guess the wishy-washiness of being a human. Like it's so easy to just kind of, if you don't want to do something, right? If you're not really trying to hang out, but people are inviting you out to go somewhere and you're like, I should go, but I don't really feel like it. But if it's something you really like, you feel like it would benefit you in the long run or the short run, whatever. If you feel like you'll get some benefit out of it, then the Stoic part of you would be like, all right, I don't feel like going. But, you know, for whatever the reason is that I don't feel like going, I know that ultimately I do want this thing and then I can get it by doing this thing that I don't want to do. Because the obstacle in that case is, I guess, is you or whatever feelings you have towards that situation. And the Stoic part of you is just kind of, it's like what Remy said. It's not really about ignoring the negative parts of the situation. It's more about not letting them affect your course of action, like just pushing through anyway.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's like, and even, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, because I actually low-key go through that on a daily basis with like, whenever I make plans with someone and then I'm like, it becomes to that day of, oh, we need to go do this. And then I'm just like, damn, I don't want to go do this. Like everything in me is saying, believe, just cancel, just stay home and just play video games and then feel bad about it later. But, you know, I do have to practice. I am saying that I do practice that stoicism every day where I'm like, no, we have to get this done. Or I do want to hang out with this person. I haven't seen them in forever. Just get up, take, because once I get in the shower, that's when it's like, okay, I'm already showered. I might as well get dressed. I might as well go ahead. You know what I mean? So I actually, now that I think about it, I do see what the end goal of it is supposed to be and how it could help people with anxiety. And, you know, setting that one goal of like, okay, once I've hit this thing, then it's a domino effect of, okay, getting to that end result. I mean, not letting the initial obstacle, whether that be for this example, me thinking, oh, I shouldn't go out. I should just stay home. What am I going out for? And things like that. So yeah, that's a pretty interesting way of thinking of that. Sorry, Remy, go ahead. I did cut you off.
No, you're good. Cause I'm not going to lose it now. Mikey, did you have anything you want to throw in real quick?
No, man, you guys hit all the key points, really. I mean, all I was going to say is, like, basically, it's just about recognizing the problem and knowing it's there, but powering through. Like, just not saying to forget your, don't forget. You know, because, like, even in the video, it said he was mad for sure. Like, he was angry. But he didn't let that angry dictate his end goal. So it's like, you can be anxious, you can have all these feelings going through your head and all that stuff. Just remember there's a goal at the end you're trying to reach. So that's basically how I saw it.
The other thing I want to put forth is the fact that, because like you're saying, like, you know, like you make plans like, oh man, I don't want to do this. We shouldn't do this. I'm in that situation all the time. But the funny thing is, usually what I'll do is I'll go, then I'm not going. Like, and it's about, because like I said, it's about understanding what your goal is. Because like, success isn't about getting a 100 on the test. You could get a 17 on a test and still succeed at your goal, because if you were planning to get a 17, you got a 17. Success is about obtaining your goal. So if you know what your goal is, I feel like that's what it is. And like, so sometimes I'll sit down with myself and do I really want to go? And I go, oh, I made these plans because I knew they wanted me to go, but I didn't want to go. Fuck it, I'm not going. Like, and it's about understanding what, like, it's almost like when the problem first came up about them telling me to go somewhere or whatever, I wasn't practicing stoicism. So I ended up being wishy-washy, moving back and forth and going left and right. I should have just stood there and walked forward. So then when I get to the end of the situation where the day comes and it's now time for me to go, if I don't feel like going, if I know I don't want to go, there's a difference between being anxious about something or being afraid something's going to get fucked up and just being like, I don't want to do this. It's about being able to push through and actually get to the goal. So like, it's about understanding whether or not you actually don't want to go or whether or not you're just afraid of going. I feel like that's another big part of it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The relativity of like trying to figure out what it is you want. I mean, I feel like that's what a lot of people have a hard time with. A lot of people our age, and I guess a lot of people in general. I've seen it a lot that people have a hard time picking. Like, honestly, and it sounds like a cliche, but most of the time, people know what it is they want to do. Mm. They just don't want to accept. Sometimes the case is that they don't want to accept that, I guess, that knowledge about themselves, because maybe it'll lead them to some other truth that they don't really like about themselves. For example, like if someone is like, I don't really want to go out because maybe they are the type of person who just appreciates their quality time, or they're just not as social as they maybe want to be, or something like that, whatever it is, right? There's a lot of different personality types in the world, and there's no extrovert introvert thing. Like, it's all a spectrum, right? If you don't want to go out three times in a row, it doesn't mean you're antisocial. It just means you just didn't want to go out those three times. But some people may just want to be, they want to appear to be like that social, like super out there adventurous type, even if it's not really true to who they are. So they're out there trying to act a front, and it's not true to themselves. And then they might get that anxiety that y'all have been mentioning and things like that. But if you know what it is that you want, first of all, I guess you got to know who you are. And then once you know who you are, you'll hopefully know what it is you want, what you're after. And then you'll be able to like see the path to it. Like, you'll see the clear path, and there'll still be obstacles. But at that point, you'll be so focused on the one piece, you won't worry about all the islands in between.
I hate you.
Thanks.
That's the way. No. I mean, that's even actually.
Is Luffy the
No. I was actually about to say, because the thing about Luffy is that he doesn't care as much about the One Piece as he does about the journey. Mm-hmm. So he's probably not the best example for that specific thing. Mm-hmm. I think the better example would be someone like Zoro for being like the world's greatest swordsman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes a lot more sense.
Oh shit. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you definitely would. I wouldn't really describe Luffy as stoic. I might describe Zoro as stoic. Yeah. It's right there.
He's definitely like, Zoro is just like, hey, whatever, like, this is the path I chose, wherever that takes me. This man stood in a sword shop. He picked out the swordsman was like, yo, that sword is cursed. Zoro was like, all right, we about to see, bro. He put his arm out. Put up in the air. He's like, if it's cursed, bro, take my arm. I don't even give a fuck, bro. Let's do it. He basically said it himself. He was like, if the sword cuts my arm off, then that was it. That was as far as I was meant to go. But at least that I walked the path of trying to accomplish my dream and all that shit. And he has a quote somewhere too where he's like, when I decided to follow my dream or something like that, then I had already thrown my life away. Him, that was it. Like, the dream is all he needed, all he wanted. And
it might have been the,
I was going to say, no, sorry, that.
It might be the Kuma thing when that happened. I'm thinking maybe.
Might have been, yeah. Yeah. Although, actually, the Kuma thing is interesting because when Luffy and Zoro met, Zoro said, I'll join you, but if you get in the way of my dream, I have no problem killing you, or something like that. That was the quote.
Oh yeah.
And
he still upholds that, because every time like Luffy's like kind of goofing around, like in the Caesar or the Punk Hazard arc, when Luffy was like, bro, Zoro said, we just got to New World and you're losing fights like this, nah, get your shit together. He holds other niggas accountable, like, with his stoicism alone. And that shit is actually kind of crazy when I think about it.
I was about to, because I think the Zoro from the beginning of the story versus like when, like, he changed, because obviously the Zoro at the beginning of the story wouldn't have done what the Zoro in Thriller Bark did, because that Zoro was actually willing to die for Luffy's dream. Like, him dying there would have had nothing to do with being the greatest swordsman. He was like, nah, bro, that's my captain, so if you're gonna kill somebody, you gotta kill me first, or if you're gonna kill him, you gotta kill me first, or whatever. I think that, I remember that scene you're talking about, Malik. Like, he was like, you know, we're in the new world. We shouldn't be screwing around like this. You can't be losing fights to niggas like this, Luffy. You gotta. And Luffy was like, all right, my bad, my fault. That's that boy Zoro in the next show, bro.
That's that boy.
Please, nigga.
Real talk. Yeah. It isn't just in general an interesting idea that, like, because I think the part about it is how close it seems like you could be ignoring something, when in reality you're not ignoring it. You've accepted its placement there. It just has no effect on you.
Exactly.
You've already decided. Like, that's a very interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, being so totally focused on a thing makes it seem like you're ignoring everything when you're not ignoring it. Like, you really are just powering straight forward.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, that's how people are. Like, it's so funny because I feel like, well, not I feel like, from personal experience, I think having a stoic approach to things in life, to other people, it does make it seem like you just don't care about things.
Yes,
like,
bro, I mean, you know, all the time.
Yeah, exactly. See, I was saying the same thing. I get it too.
Yeah, that's how people react to it. They're like, yo, you just don't care, huh? And it's like, yo, that's not like,
I feel like that's what's happening with my dad, because like, he's back home, he's seeing like how I am. I'm like always in my room, like writing and stuff, and he's just kind of like, dude, are you good? And he's always asking me if I'm good. I'm like, yeah, I'm chill. Like, I'm just, you know.
Focused, exactly.
And then, like, I think that also sparked why that one time when Jeanette was like, I used to be so carefree and like outgoing and dancing around and stuff like that, but now I'm like to myself and I'm like, bro, I'm just doing shit. Like, I don't see the need to do anything else but what I'm trying to focus on. And then people think that's rude or I'm not trying to be social, and I'm just like, I don't know if that's it.
Yeah, no, it's just another obstacle, honestly. People's opinions about like your stoicism, because there's like 101 obstacles that anyone's got to face at any point in time, I feel like. And if I think personally, I've accepted that people kind of misunderstanding it is just another obstacle that you kind of have to deal with. I'm not going to waste time explaining it to every single person that asks about it. Like, if it's someone like close to me that I hang out with a lot, I might sit them down and be like, okay, this is my outlook on things, so hopefully you can understand where I'm coming from. But if it's just a random person, yeah, I'm gonna be like, all right, yeah, you think what you want, bro. Like, that's it's not gonna affect me, and that's stoicism again.
Yeah, it's a waste of personal energy too. Just exactly to constantly having to repeat yourself with every random person you meet about how you think, how you feel, and all the other good stuff. Yeah.
And I think one of the coolest parts about it is the self-fulfilling prophecy of it all, of like, if you were to stop focusing on your thing to explain it to them, you've now lost. You're no longer being practicing the stoicism in and of itself, because they are, like you said, they're also an obstacle that you have to deal with. If you then stop to pay attention to that obstacle, it's going to slow you down, which is going to stop your whole entire process. So it is just one thing you kind of got to accept as another issue you got to deal with.
Mm. Yeah, the funny thing is too, there's a quote by a philosopher whose name I'm unfortunately forgotten, but the quote, the first time I saw it, or the first time I remember seeing it, was in the game Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, right? And the quote comes from the main character's master in a training flashback, which is, what stands in the way becomes the way, right? And I was like, oh shit, that's some dope ass writing. Like, I heard like the Master Jedi said that, and I was like, nigga, that's a fire ass quote. And I didn't realize. I was looking up stoicism like a week or two ago, right? And I just happened to read an article that used that same quote, and then they said who the philosopher was, and I was like, of course, nigga. Of course. Yeah. Like, I wasn't even mad about it, because there's nothing wrong with, you know, using like real philosophy in a game. Like, that's dope. But yeah, that idea that what stands in the way becomes the way, using the obstacle, it was cool in the game too, because it literally, like, you saw like a visualization of it, basically, because I forget the exact scenario, but it was like the young version of the character you play as had to get to an objective that was higher off the ground, and he couldn't jump straight to it, I believe, because there were these like floating pathways blocking him. But then he just used them. He wall ran on them or whatever, instead of like trying to, you know, go
right.
Through
or whatever. I was trying to remember the moment too, and that sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. So he used the obstacle to get to the objective, which is, you know, so that's a dope ass idea. Like, any problem you see, bro, you shouldn't see it as something that you... guys. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, but any obstacles you see, I mean, people see obstacles. I feel like people are trained to see obstacles as something that's just, it can only block you. Like, you just can't get in your way, or it is only meant to get in your way, and you have to figure a way out to break it down, or go under it or over it, or maybe around it or some shit. But using the obstacle itself to go forward, that's some next level shit.
Yeah, actually, that it's funny that you say that, because I literally saw a picture today. And it was a picture of like a guy has bricks, and all on the bricks it's written as failures and obstacles and things like that. And In the first picture, it's of the person building a wall of that stuff in front of him. And then the second picture is of them building a stairway to the goal that they want to achieve. And then you saying that, just like, it's weird that how shit plays out like that, because I literally just saw that today, and here I am having a conversation about it unintentionally. Like, I was not planning this today, and here we are talking about it. So that's crazy.
That's facts. And the other, another thing about like stoicism is, I feel like this is another thing a philosopher said once about the difference between like a human and an animal. Or I guess a quote unquote lower animal, like what separates a human from a dog or a wolf or something is the rationality that humans can have. Cause animals only operate, they operate only on instinct, but humans operate on instinct and on rationality. Right. So it's like, if you are a person that is just super impulsive and you just kind of like any feeling that pops up into your head, you kind of just, you just ride that wave. Like maybe you just, you're super temperamental or you get super moody or whatever. And you're really, you let your emotions sway you and the things that you do, right? You're not going to get far in life, bro. You're not going to hit those dreams, those goals that you probably do have, because you're not, it's like being on a boat that just goes with the wind. Like wherever the wind decides to blow, the boat goes, and you'll never make it to your destination like that, right? Because you're going this way, then that way, then this way. But if you're always going, regardless of the wind, if you like pick a bearing and you always go in that direction, and that's what stoicism is in this case, that means you're always moving towards something, and that's like your North Star. And that's what the philosopher was saying, that that's what separates, you know, that's what stoicism is, because humans should be able to level out their emotional animal instincts with the rationality that they have.
That's true. That's facts.
Especially if you, like when you think about it, like if you catch the instinct first and accept like that that's what you want, because that was your original thought or original instinct, however you want to say it, the next step is to actively go for it without just, not like there's a certain level of like advancement necessary to get to a goal. And if it's an instinct, like you know, like a base animal instinct or whatever you want to call it, the idea that you would then have to not just run towards it and be like, oh, well, something got in my way, I guess that's it. Like to actively be like, no, you wanted this for a reason. Mm-hmm. Let's get at it. Let's like actually go after it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I mean, the whole, whether it might go by different names and different like educations, but stoicism is always a like a common factor I see in any kind of like, I mean, you could call in self-help books and like seminars and speeches and all that, there's some form of stoicism that's involved in any kind of topic that's about like getting your goals and whatnot. Like you need it, there's no way around that, because it's the only thing that's going to keep you making steady progress, even if it's a step every week or some shit. Like you going, you know, you making progress, and all those steps count up.
Hey, Stoic E here. Hope you enjoyed our convo about stoicism. Our boy Kev was exhausted from work, so we had a last minute substitution with our other hometown homie Malik. I hope you enjoyed the convo. If you did, be sure to hit us on the tweet at the Neon Black Pod. Follow us on Spotify and give us a stoically awesome rating on the platform of your choice. Now that we're at the end, please pick up your crayons and say these words with me. What stands in the way becomes the way. May the neon in your soul turn night to day. The stoic ain't worried what the stoic might lack, 'cause even a stoic know the most important color in the box is black.